Okay, I want to talk to you for just a few minutes. I want to warn you, sometimes my few minutes becomes a few extra minutes than I planned. But I'm going to try to keep this minimum because we've discussed these things in the past. But the Lord did bring them up again and told me to bring these things forth one more time, but in a different way, and that is to compare the New World Order plan for America with God's plan for America. And the reason he wants me to do this is because he wants you to see there's a multitude of voices complaining about America every day. It goes into his ear, goes out his ear, because he doesn't agree with it. He feels pity, sympathy, sorrow that he's given so much, and people are being trained to hate it when there's no nation on the earth that is blessed with God's blessings like America. So he wants me to address what it means to live in God's America versus the New World Order's America. It is amazing. The elite have invested in America for hundreds of years. They came marching in to the nation with all their nonsense, their criminality, their deceptions. Everything they are about that so opposes everything God is about. And because they saw the possibilities, the probabilities of what was going to happen should this nation prosper under God's plan, they saw the great potential of America clear back in the beginning. But they knew they wanted to steal that potential and cause it to go down their path, that they would know the blessings, their will would be done in the earth. They saw America as a nation that would be so great in power, in knowledge, wisdom. There were people having visions clear back then. And these visions would express things that America would bring forth that didn't even exist. For instance, looking at our military, we're sending war jets. We're sending, you know, not necessarily fighter jets, but very imperative type of jets that have multifunctions that are just phenomenal in these days. We've sent rockets to the moon. There, the Lord has given me visions of more changes in our, I don't know what word I should use, but aerodynamics. And they're going to be producing virtually airmobiles that can be traveled in great distances around the world, actually. The visions that I've seen have been, well, it was like looking at, you know, the Jetson family. Except things were so much so much more highly developed. And it wasn't a cartoon, it was for real. I saw the men inside these machines, and people of great power and renown owned them. And they were taking them to places all over the world, wherever they needed to go. But also, he has shown me military machines. I've tried to draw pictures of some of these things and shown them to men, asking them if they knew if these kinds of military machines were yet in power. And the people I talked to, different people over the years, were not in the military, so they would just tell me, you know, I really honestly don't know, but looks like it's going to be quite a deal when they do bring it forth. I've seen so many things that God is going to bless our military with, but the elite want to steal the vision, you might say, and create out of this stream of creative light that God is sending to the earth. They're wanting to steal what they can and produce it for themselves. The problem with their goals compared to God's goals is that their goals are for their good. God's goals are for the good of the world. There are so many things on the assembly line of thought that has not yet been constructed that they want to bring in to the world. They want to depopulate America, so, and not just make it smaller. They want to depopulate America of anyone who is not a New World Order man. Now, the Lord showed me this clear back in 1990. I had never heard of the term before. No one I knew had ever heard of the term before. It wasn't written, it wasn't spoken, at least not out in the open. But the angel of the Lord came to me and spoke it and said, in the days to come, and they're close at hand, he said, if you are not a New World Order man, you best be saved, because they will not let you live. I thought, a New World Order man, what is that about? But before I could ask the angel, he was gone. Within, I don't know, a month or 2 months, I shared, you know, what I had seen with the people that were the closest to me. No one knew what it could have meant. But within a couple of months, at any rate, it wasn't too much longer than that. President, so this will help you know the time element. President Bush Sr. came on to the screen and was talking about America's future. And he said, we are going to hurry, scurry about something of that nature to get the New World Order put into place, so that every man will prosper. It's an order that will do good for all men. And America needs to be right in the middle of it. And this is the day. This is the hour. So in my administration, that's what we're going to be working toward. And I remembered what the angel said. I might even have that in a couple of my books because it was such a profound thing that I was told. It wasn't easy necessarily to ascertain what in the world it could mean. But when I felt that I had enough information to make it known to the general public, I did. New World Order. Why do they call it a New World Order? Because it will be a central government. It will be a central government for all nations. It's like Washington, D.C. suddenly becoming Rome, you might say. And that it would be set up not for a government over all of Europe, but over all of America, all over all the world. Now, today it's being shown in different forms and fashions, but the Roman Empire has never died. Since the day it was born, it's never died. And our empire here in America, oh, the Holy Spirit is coming in so strong. Please receive this. If you don't know it, receive it. If you do know it, pray that everyone will know it. The Roman government has been held in check, and the way that they've done this is every country has its right to its own government. But what people don't know until they get into the middle of it is that every government must follow at the core of the government demands, capacities, purposes, and so on, must fit into the capsule, if you will, of the New World Order / Roman government. And that is what they're seeking to bring forth. Now, they're going to make it look as beautiful and as wonderful as they can. I've seen pictures of the images that they want to paint in people's minds. And it is almost like watching The Wizard of Oz. And you go, Dorothy goes into this city that is supposed to be so glorious. And there's no comparison throughout the earth. But it is on, I don't know, supposed to be some kind of planet or something that she ended up in. But every aspect of it was supposed to represent beauty and the impossibilities of life. And that's the kind of thing they want to present to people all over the world today, particularly to nations like America and nations who have channeled the resources to raise up a superior intellect in their educational arena, their media arena, their scientific arena. America, we're told that we have the highest abilities of any nation on the earth, but we never get to know the kinds of things that go on in China, the kinds of things that go on in Taiwan. Not just technology-wise, but I've had dear friends of Asian descent that when cancer set into their system or some kind of terrible disease that we had no cure for, they went east and got the cure because they had what we didn't. So what we're allowed to have is select. It's very select. They want to paint this utopic picture that everything you could possibly need from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, everything you'll ever need in housing, travel, is going to be provided for you in such a way that you will never want for anything. That's the picture they want to paint. They're doing a little bit of that now, but I have to be very honest with you. They're probably going to have to come back with quite a bit more than what they've been doing. Because when the American public realizes what's happened or is happening, they're going to fight. They think that they're going to get us to behave ourselves, just lie down and be slaves. That's really their true plan. But the American people have been raised very independent, very, you know, this personal sovereignty kind of thing that we walk and talk in. And because of that, we're not a people that can be easily taken over. When the deception finally breaks and we really see where we are and how dangerous it is, they're going to have a war on their hands. And they're trying to prepare against that, but they're not going to be able to accomplish it. So there's this utopic picture that they're trying to present to you. But I want to tell you the truth. If you want to know what it's really going to look like, find and read what you can about the dumps that are underground. They are like living horror movies down there, the things that they practice, the occultic things, the scientific things that they would never get away with on the surface of the earth, I don't think in any country. They do down there. It is a horror movie in the dumps all over the earth that are still available. America has destroyed a lot of our dumps. So has England. And that transpired right after we finished some lengthy time praying against the dumps. President Trump started it. I don't know who all he talked to, but he got other nations involved, and a lot of those dumps were destroyed. Whether the elite are going to try to rebuild them or not, I don't know. But the point is, if you could go down and get a good look at those things, you'd have a good idea of where the New World Order is truly going. The ones that are going in the dumps are going in mostly to serve like slaves with no mind of their own, no will of their own, or to be used as scientific possessions with every kind of atrocity imaginable coming out of it. Are there beautiful places to live? Yes, there are. But those are the high elites that choose to live down there and make their lives off of the dumps. At what surface level they live, I don't know. I've been given to see very little of that part, only enough to let me know that it exists. But to see the horror that goes on down there, I've seen enough of that it took a long time for my heart to repair. It was so horrible. And the Lord spoke to me, and he says in a vision, and he said, what is now beneath will be above. So there you have it. The words they use and the plans they have are two different things. What they're saying they want to do and what they will do, two different things. You can't believe anything they say. What is God's plan for America? Rebuilding the cities that they've tried to destroy. He wants to own America. He wants to own O-W-N, America. He not only wants our Lord to rule and reign over this nation, but he wants to own this nation as his own personal treasure. He wants to use us to heal the earth, to heal the people of the world that the New World Order has sought, the Illuminati has sought to destroy, to maim, to bring in the hellish world that they want to bring in, not to themselves, mind you, they'll be above all that, but to the other people of the world. God wants to bring in, he wants to send forth the spirit of faith, love, joy, to bless the peoples of the earth, and bring forth the great harvest that he planned from the beginning. He wants to bring peace into the earth. As people bow the knee to Christ and his authority in the earth, he will be an author of peace. I'm not saying that there won't be those who will try to destroy it. They'll always be there. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are certainly going to know a season of peace that we have never known in my lifetime. Families will be healed. Healings and miracles will continue to be an everyday event. There will be a time, I've shared this with you every so often, I bring it back. There will be a time when the truth will be that there will be not one single one among us that is sick. We will be trying to live by faith for our health, and he's going to grant it. He will heal the maimed, the lamed, those who are psychotically diminished, those who have extreme mental illnesses will be delivered and healed. Oh, I could go on and on. The true utopia is going to be a more practical utopia. There's going to be a kindness, a generosity under his supreme authority. Now, regardless of what Satan accomplishes between now and that moment, that reality will live for 1,000 years on the earth. And the question may be, yeah, but will the church be here? What about the sinner? They will be here too. And they will continue getting saved. But rather than the Antichrist ruling the world, it will be under the headship of Jesus Christ, with a wide open door to people actually accepting him as their Savior before they die. Now, I'm not going to talk a lot more about that. That's not heaven on earth. That is an extended plan. Heaven will still be heaven. But this is an extended plan that is in our Bible, in the book of Revelation. So much to say, much to learn, much in the area of excitement coming. But even before we get to that far-reaching corner of reality, God is going to give the world a time of grace and harvest in righteousness that will absolutely leave us enthralled with his beauty and his glory and his love. Everyone that we've ever dreamed of seeing bow the knee to him, that we have prayed for over and over again, are probably candidates for accepting him at that time, if not before. So the enemy has his plans for the world, God has his, and they're as extreme as they can be. But God is going to destroy the dumbs below the earth and above, and he's going to destroy much of the devil's temple, you might say, his kingdom, but not all. Nevertheless, his kingdom on the earth will be sufficient to confront that stuff, and we will love living righteously before him. So all these wars are meant to get rid of people they don't want here. And we could go through great subject talk on that, but it would take too long tonight. We want to stop these wars because many deaths are going to take, have been taking place and will continue. As Daryl said, the Ukraine and Russia war will elevate itself across Europe. Millions will die if we can't stop it. So lift your faith strong because God is able. We are not, but he is. And he's willing to give us the faith and the victory if we will only believe. And I think that's all I probably need to say. I want to bless you. He's going to bless you. Exciting times are ahead.